The pricing trap when starting out in the arts. Hi, my name's Matej, and this is Surviving Art. When I started out as a painter, my collector base was about two people. One was my mom, that I gave a few paintings to on various occasions, and the other was a mom of a friend I went to school with. The first painting I actually sold was done at a live painting performance. Me and my friend were part of an award ceremony in high school and had a live stream of us painting and creating clay sculptures that was projected in the hall where the ceremony was taking place. It was a 100x120cm colorful canvas with pop art style pigs painted upside down, and the word klobasa, meaning sausage in a rural Slovenian dialect, written in giant bold letters across the whole canvas. You can probably tell I was on a rigorous and intellectual path back then. After the ceremony, a kind lady approached me with her then freshman son by her side and inquired about buying the work. I was ecstatic. For me to think about anyone that would want to have something I had made, he even told me that he really liked the work and wanted to hang it in his dorm room. Well, it was an incredible experience and probably influenced my decision to further pursue the arts immensely. Needless to say, I sold the work for about a kebab's worth. I think it was actually 10 euro at the time. So my friend and I had a nice celebratory dinner as the big artists that we were. Both even ordered a can of Pepsi on the side. It's imperative we set our prices high enough to be able to afford the basic necessities of life. But 16-year-old me had no idea, because no one had told him that he might have gotten 100, if not more, for the same work. I had no idea that I could have had a kebab and Pepsi dinner for a whole month, or shared it with all of my friends and family instead of a sum total deficit of about 50 euro. Because the fact that canvases and colors don't really grow on trees kinda eluded my happy and hungry mind. And the nice lady was absolutely prepared to pay more. While I don't know exactly what her mental price bracket was, I am quite certain she wasn't aiming for the low end in terms of street food compensation models. There are a lot of pricing models out there that work much better than the one I had used to calculate my work's value, and all can usually be divided into three kinds: labor or hourly based, project-based, and value-based pricing. And in tomorrow's podcast, we shall venture into the vanguard of capitalism. Eyes gleaming with 1984 optimism, we shall stare down the angst of post-industrial man and discuss the virtues and troubles of the labor-based pricing model. So none of us ever sells a painting for a bloody kebab. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on Surviving Art.